Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning. I'm Sharon Brody. Tito is shipping out of Boston. After 8 years and two World Series titles with the Red Sox, Terry Francona is stepping down as manager. The move follows an epic September collapse that kept the team out of the postseason. Francona announced his decision at a Fenway Park press conference last night. When asked whether the players let him down, he offered a different take.
Actually, I feel like I let a lot of people down. You know, walking out of the clubhouse in Baltimore the other night, that's the one thing I told Theo, was I felt like I let him down. It's my responsibility to get this done, and it didn't happen. And I take responsibility for that.
WBUR sports commentator and Only a Game host Bill Littlefield joins us now to talk about the transition. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
So would you agree with what Terry Francona said, that he let the team down?
Well, I think technically it is the manager's job to get the players prepared to play. And I suppose if you look at it that way, you can put some of the blame on the September collapse on the manager. But no, the answer to your question is I do not blame Terry Francona for what happened in September.
Okay, who do you blame?
It's a long story. How much time have we got? There are an awful lot of pitchers who didn't pitch very well and fielders who didn't field very well and some hitters who didn't hit very well. These things happen to ball clubs. And, of course, there have been all sorts of explanations about clubhouse behavior that's been inappropriate and people not being in shape and people not enjoying each other's company in the clubhouse or on the field. This is the sort of thing that happens when a team has a losing streak. And, of course, Boston always gets more attention. Boston, New York, teams like that get more attention than, you know, if the Kansas City Royals had a losing streak or if the Pittsburgh Pirates had a losing streak. So this is the sort of thing I think we could have expected.
Where do you think Terry Francona heads next?
I don't know. I know that he said quite clearly that he wishes to remain in baseball. He would like to manage again. And I would think any team that picked him up would get a good guy. He certainly was successful in Boston, very successful in Boston for a period of time. And I don't think there's any reason to think that he wouldn't be successful somewhere else, wherever they decide they'd like to have him.
How do you think fans in Boston will remember Terry Francona?
Well, I think any fans who were paying attention will remember him as a terrifically successful manager, a guy who came in and was part of a team that brought a championship to Boston and then brought another championship to Boston at a time when a lot of people had come to believe that that would never happen, or not in their lifetimes, as the saying goes. So I would imagine he would be remembered with gratitude and with real affection.
It seems that Francona taking the fall when there were so many injuries that really affected the Red Sox, that seems difficult to comprehend.
It's difficult to comprehend until you look at the landscape of Major League Baseball and Major League sports in general. When teams fail, and in Boston, it's failure if you don't get to the postseason, certainly these days. I mean, this is a team that sells out the stadium on a regular basis, and the expectations are very high. You got to make a change, and the change in this case is the manager, which is generally the way things go.
So Terry Francona rides into the sunset.
And I'm sure that when he reaches the end of his ride, he will be hired somewhere else to manage, and he will do an admirable job. And lots of folks in Boston will root for the team that he's managing.
Bill, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Bill Littlefield comments on sports for WBUR and hosts Only a Game each Saturday at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. You can catch sports, news, and other headlines throughout the day at our website, WBUR.org.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling. Cares about the clouds when we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails.